The Burt Show.
Q99.7 and The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
I'm really excited about this, you guys. For the next 100 days, or when we start this, for 100 straight days, what I really want to do with The Burt Show and you guys is help you out in any way you guys need. Let your mind go kind of crazy here. It could be big ways. It could be small ways. Maybe you need a little cash for something. Maybe you're not exactly sure how you're going to make it through the month as far as grocery goes. Maybe there's a relative you haven't seen in a long time and you would love to see them or have us fly them in. It could be small ways too. It could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of reminds me of like what we do with Bert's Big Adventure when we just like bring somebody a meal when they're having a bad day at the hospital. I mean, this could be literally anything. Having lunch with you if you're just feeling a little lonely recently. We'll come hang out with you, bring you some coffee, a little lunch, get a sweet treat or two.
I remember the last time we did this, we something similar. We did everything from coming out to supporting events to bringing roses to your side at work to even helping kill a spider in your home.
Whatever you need. Don't put that out there. I ain't killing no bugs in your home.
It really could be anything you want. I just think that we're looking to help out in any way we can, right? And we're going to do this for 100 straight days. So you could call up and go, hey, I could really use Abby's help because I know that she loves cats and I need some help with my cat today. Abby's going to cruise on by and help you with your cat.
Yeah, I'll scoop your litter, maybe.
So you try to figure out what it is you need from us. You tell us, and then for 100 straight days, one of us or all of us will come out and do whatever you want. All right? So you just got to hit us up and tell us exactly what you need. And we're going to start it here when we get back from vacation. So you can start thinking about it now and hit us up now at theburtshow.com. All right, Abby. So you feel like you've reached a new peak in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. I'm officially famous because I got special treatment at a very fancy place in Atlanta, or at least I think I got special treatment. Maybe I'm just reading too much into this. So my best friend from college and her boyfriend were in town, and there's been this one restaurant we've really, really wanted to go to because it's really big on Instagram. It's the Garden Room at the St. Regis. Mm. Have y'all seen photos?
No.
Oh my God, it looks like a magical fairy forest in there. It's got like lit up candles, and it feels like you're in a greenhouse, and there's foliage everywhere, and it's very like pink and girly.
Nice. So I was at the St. Regis, and that's just not my vibe, to be honest with you, but I just happened to be invited to a lunch there when they were talking about building that thing, and it looked exquisite.
It
looked beautiful.
It's so stunning. Honestly, the food was pretty good too, but like the service was great. Like we had mentioned that we were a little cold, and then they like 5 minutes later brought me and my best friend these literal pashminas, so we didn't have to shiver in the restaurant. It was great. But before we had gone out to the restaurant, I told them what a vibe the St. Regis bar is, because it really is fun. Like you think it's going to be like this super like stuffy, stuck up old man bar where they're just drinking like whiskey and smoking cigars. But the St. Regis bar on like a Friday or Saturday is kind of a vibe. They got a DJ. There's lots of people. Sometimes people are watching the game.
Really?
There's out of towners. It's really, really fun.
I am surprised by that.
Granted, it's a little expensive, if you're going and you're going to put it on your best friend's boyfriend's tab, then, you know, it's not too bad of a time. So I was a little bit nervous about the time that we were showing up, because typically I like to get there just early enough to where you can secure a bar seat so you can sit and mingle with all the other rich people at the bar and kind of get to know, like, why they're there. Are they on vacation? Are they cheating on their wife here? It's like a really fun time.
Everybody's got a story.
Everyone's got a story. So we got there a little bit late, and as we're pulling up, I can see that there's, like, people rolling in and out. I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to be able to get a seat at the bar. What are we going to do? And I'm kind of like, I'm a little upset in this moment, but we pull up to the host and he checks our IDs, obviously, because I still look 12, even though I have my full face of makeup on. And he gets kind of like this little twinkle in his eye and he goes, I have just the seat for y'all. And I'm like, oh, we were just hoping to get in. Like, I thought we were going to be standing in the back corner, like twiddling our thumbs, but whatever. And so he grabs us all and, you know, pulls us into the main section of the bar. And there's kind of two different rooms at the St. Regis. So there's one where there's a bar, and that's typically where the DJ is, and lots of tables. And then there's a front room where it's more lounge seating, like it's tables and couches, and it feels a little bit more intimate. And there's this massive screen where people are watching a game in there. And he, I kid you not, rolls up to the lounge seating that is in the very front of the room, prime seating in front of the TV, and it has a reserved sign on it. He plucks the reserve sign off of the couch seating and goes, this table is for y'all now. And I go, what? And I was like, wait a second, you guys, I think he knows I'm a niche internet micro-influencer because now he's sitting us down in this front row seat. He must know I'm on the Burt Show, and that's why he just removed this reserve sign. Like, he's kicking out whoever reserved this seating so we can sit here and enjoy whatever game was on. I didn't care. I just wanted, like, a place to sit.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, like, as we're enjoying our meal, my best friend, or not our meal, we're enjoying our cocktails, she looks over to the table to the right of us, and she goes, Abby, I think that's a Real Housewife. And I'm like, no, like, there's no way. I'm like, well, it is the St. Regis, and this is kind of like the place you would think you might see a Real Housewife. And I kind of look to the right, and I go, I think you're right. I think that is a Real Housewife. And then I go, wait, no, that's not NeNe Leakes. Because how I remember NeNe Leakes is with that pixie cut. She had, like, that bright blonde hair. I picture her as Glee NeNe Leakes with the short hair. And so I'm like, well, why don't we pull her up on Instagram and see if that's her? So then she pulls up NeNe Leakes' Instagram, and sure enough, she's got the same blonde wig on. And I'm like, oh my God, I think that's NeNe Leakes. And so I'm sitting here, I'm like, not only did we get front row seating at the St. Regis and we got to steal somebody's reserve seating, but they put us at the table next to Real Housewives superstar NeNe Leakes. And all I got to say is, I know my head is looking a little big these days, but I'm trying to keep it in check for you guys because I think I've reached a new peak of Atlanta superstardom.
Humility is becoming a little harder.
It's a little difficult, but, you know, these days we just got to get through the day as we can.
Did you figure out if they reserved the reserve sign, or if they removed it because you're on the show?
No, this is just the narrative I'm telling myself.
Yeah, you don't ask, right? You just run with it.
Listen, allow me to draw my own conclusions to live in my own delusion.
Okay, we can go with that.
This is how we get through life, Bert.
That's fine. So Mo is deeply regretting the decision he just made.
I just made it, and I don't often regret things, but this one I do deeply regret. And this is about sports, but it's not a sports story, which is kind of becoming my thing, because I think this is a perfect example of how sometime in life, even though we have a gut feeling about something that we really want or we really want to do, and sometimes we let outside influences take us to another direction, and then you end up regretting it. So this is somewhat of a story just to remind people, man, if you want something, you got to just go for it, and you have to just do it. And it's all circles around when the New York Knicks played the Boston Celtics, because I am a huge New York Knicks fan. I'm just a huge New York fan, period. And my best friend is a huge Boston Celtics fan. And so we've had this friendly rivalry for 20 years now, 20 plus years that we've known each other. And if you know anything about the New York Knicks versus the Boston Celtics rivalry, the New York Knicks never win. When I say never, I mean never. Like, in my entire lifetime, there might have been once or twice, if I can even remember that. So going into this series, I asked them, you know, maybe for this year, because I felt like the Knicks had a really strong chance of this actually being the year that they finally got over this hump with the Boston Celtics. And I was all in. I called him. I called my father. I called my uncle, who are all diehard Knicks fans. And I said, I think these are one of those times in life when you have to pay for an experience that we will remember for the rest of our lives. And each of them told me I was a fool. They were like, that's going to be a waste of money. Why would we travel to Boston to watch the Knicks lose? Why would we travel to New York to watch the Knicks lose? And I let them talk me out of it. And at the time, the tickets were expensive, but they were affordable, because at that time, no one believed that the Knicks actually had a chance. Right. But I had a gut feeling, and I said it online, and people were in the comments saying, "Hey, another delusional Knicks fan." And I have a friend, and the difference between us is he will spend a lot of money on materialistic things. I won't. I'll spend a lot of money on experiences, and we're very different in that regard. Like, he just won't do it. And I let him talk me out of it. I let everyone talk me out of it, and it ended up being the series where the Knicks finally finally got over the hump. The tickets after I purchased them went up so high that the cheapest ticket in the arena was $847.
Whoa. What?
That was in the nosebleeds. So everything underneath that was $1,500, $2,500, $20,000, $30,000. It was the most expensive game of all time in the history of the Knicks franchise. And we would have all have been there to celebrate this moment, in this moment, for much, much cheaper if I just followed my gut.
No.
And I'm so mad because I didn't want to go by myself. But then I was like, why did I let that stop me?
Yeah.
We do that so often in life. And I was like, I really wish I just would have went on my own. But I promised myself, because I made that mistake, when, I'm not going to say if, when the New York Knicks make it to the finals this year for the first time in over 20 years or since 73, they got a chance to win it.
Yes.
I'm going, man.
Yeah, you
I'm going.
You got it.
By myself.
The Burt Show.